Hello there to all. This is actually a comment for Silverleaf 57. Oh my gosh, how long has this been sitting here? Looks like I'm going to be up again until 4 in the morning. Anyway. So, Silverleaf 57 talked about a method of teaching that, okay, it works if you're willing to put a lot of work into it. If you're willing to, I personally don't learn this way either, actually, but it's a good experience because it makes you study. My music education teacher taught the first unit, or the first maybe two chapters of the book. And then after that, we got to pick which chapters I think I had another person in my group. Some had three, some had four, whatever. But eventually the whole class taught the rest of the class the chapters in the book. But you had to read the book and study it on your own. I actually passed that class with flying colors. I'm really surprised. And my teacher actually was really amazing. There was actually one part in the book that wasn't accessible at all. And I happened to misplace an assignment. Don't ask me how. I did it, but for some reason it never got turned in. So she's like, tell you what, turn in the assignment that you misplaced. I'll just count it. Don't worry about the one that you can't do. I can't count it against you, so just don't worry about it. I'll just drop it. But yeah, the class teaching the class, that can be both very good and not so good, depending on, you know, the class's thing. Now, what we did was we rated our class, each group, participation, everything. So that was part of their grade. If they did not do a very good job according to the class, like, if we feel we did not get anything out of it, if we feel we didn't learn anything, then, yeah, that would be very much influenced on their grade. So, in my case, I got the choral teaching. Well, everything went to Hades in a handbasket really quickly, so we had to, I literally had to fly by the seat of my pants. But, I don't know. I mean, it's a very interesting way to teach. And if used right, it can be great. I mean, it makes you study. Because everyone has different teaching styles. And the teacher might learn stuff too. And she did interject, you know, sometimes. After we were done, it was a two-hour class. It was a two-hour class from 4 to 6. Except we always ended at 5:45. So, so she would interject after we were done teaching, and she'd be like, okay, so, you know, she would bring in her point of view, and she would show stuff and, you know, basically expound on what we had done. That was a really good, you know, we were lucky to have very good students. So if done right, it can be a wonderful tool for teaching. I wouldn't do this with high school kids, though. You know, high school kids are just not ready to do this. You know, they're not. But college classes, if done right, the method can work out really, really, really well. So there you go. Anyway, take care, you guys. Be blessed. I will talk to you all later.